From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military said it has deployed F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield. Turkey opened the Incirlik Air Base to the U.S. anti-IS combat efforts last month. At the same time, Turkey began its own air campaign against Islamic State as well as Kurdish separatist group PKK. The six F-16s were dispatched from Aviano Air Base in Italy along with 300 personnel. The air offensive against IS continued overnight, with U.S.-led forces conducting 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a series of reforms to reduce corruption and improve government. Mr. Abadi announced the proposal Sunday following weeks of protests against mismanagement and a lack of services, including not providing consistent electricity. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another car bombing in Afghanistan, that suicide bombing coming a day after a series of blasts killed more than 50 in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district in northern Kunduz province. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll from the blast had risen to 29. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints in the United States about the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismisses the importance of a tweet from Iran's supreme leader showing an apparent silhouette of the American leader with a gun to his own head. This is VOA News.